Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
How you doing today? Are you afraid of clowns? A legitimate question. I'm asking you a legitimate question. Are you afraid of clowns? Very bizarre stories, huh? No? Yeah? About clowns popping up all over the place. I've been meaning to talk about this for a while. The Daily Defense program provides an opportunity for that. Clowns. You know, the creepy clown sightings, I guess, popping up all over North and South Carolina. Guilford County, North Carolina, which is where I used to live. I used to live in Guilford County. Lived all over the country, as you know. But spent time in Guilford County, North Carolina. That's Greensboro area. And I guess there have been a few creepy clown sightings around there, some around Greenville, South Carolina. I used to work for a company based out of Greenville, Spartan Express, many years ago. They're no longer in existence, but I used to get up to their corporate office from time to time. Creepy clown sightings there. I guess there's some clown sightings now down in Florida and other places. Some of them have been found to be a hoax, but I ask this question because I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing. Well, why? When did a clown become frightening? How did that happen? Yeah, I know. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. But when did the when? Well, I'll explain it in a minute. But when did the when did a clown become a boogeyman? What I mean, I grew up. You know, I was born in '62. I grew up in the late '60s, '70s, '80s. You know. Life was a whole lot different back then. We'd ride wheelies on our bikes, didn't wear helmets, build ramps over giant 10-foot holes. They were construction sites we're digging, and hopefully didn't. You know, hopefully we made it. Most of the time we didn't. Dirt clod fights, BB gun fights. Nobody got hurt. We all lived. Black, white, didn't matter. Nobody cared. But I grew up, clowns were just, you know, goofy. A clown was a guy dressed up in a big goofy outfit with a big red nose that made goofy balloon things at a party. Now there's, well, you know, this headline, Network World, creepy clowns cause sheriff to consult with FBI and Homeland Security. What? Talking about no end in sight for creepy clown reports thanks to social media hysteria. Well, social media, ridiculous anyway. I'll go into that in a little bit too because I want to warn you a little bit about social media. You need to be very, very careful with social media. Those of you who live on it, run your businesses on it, very dangerous. You become skewed. You begin to get a false sense of what people think about you and your business and everything else, but in a minute. Dress like a clown and you might be arrested and charged with inducing panic and terroristic threat? Why? Why? Is there a law against dressing up like a clown? I mean, you see clowns on street corners flipping signs. You know, we buy gold chains. Isn't Ronald McDonald? Hell, Ronald McDonald's a clown. Now, you want to talk about creepy. That Burger King guy's creepy, right? I'd much rather run into a clown than that creepy Burger King thing. But I don't understand the whole hysteria. Sean, bring your mic live. What are you doing? How are you doing down there in Dallas? What's the story with these creepy clowns? I mean, I'm going somewhere with this. But what's the story?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's, what's his name? John Wayne Gacy. I think that's where a lot of that came from.
Okay, I remember John Wayne Gacy. Yeah, he was a kook that dressed as a clown. That wouldn't make me afraid of clowns.
But I think that might have, because like you said, that in the 60s, yeah, we used to do the whole clown thing. But I think with that whole case, that just kind of creeped a lot of people out.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. I think, you know, I did some research on it because I actually Googled, why are people afraid of clowns? And I guess there's another generation out there, you know, Stephen King's movie, It, Pennywise. I've seen the movie. You know,
yeah.
He's the creepy clown down in the sewer, you know, and he's waving at all the kids. And if I'm not mistaken, oh, gosh, what's his name played him? I forget. We all know who he is. But I guess that movie had something to do with it. I guess in today's day and age, we can't separate movies from reality and a clown becomes scary? I don't know. I have no idea. Well, here's what I got to say. But if you're scared of clowns, carry a gun. Now, if you got creepy clowns lurking in the woods, it wouldn't matter to me whether they were dressed as clowns or anything else. If they're trying to attack your children or lure your children, you carry a firearm with you. That's a great deterrent. But I find it interesting that in all of these cases, not one police department has been able to find any evidence of the clown. Now, there's a couple admittedly very bizarre photographs of a clown in the middle of the night holding black balloons on a street corner. All right. Is that against the law? I don't know. But if you're afraid of creepy clowns and you walk around street corners in the middle of the night, you have a right to carry a firearm to defend yourself, not just from clowns, but gangbangers and anybody else that would do you harm. You see, the clowns in the movies are fake. But if, in fact, these creepy clowns we're hearing about on the news are real, they're just people dressed up like clowns. And you have a right to defend yourself from them. If one day we find out that these creepy clowns are not really human, your gun's not going to do you any good anyway. But until then, carry your firearm. It's legal to carry in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, other places creepy clowns are. Teach a clown a lesson. He's threatening you. You have a right to defend your life. Sean, do clowns freak you out?
No, not really. I don't pay them any attention, to be quite honest with you.
I was reading a piece when I was looking at this, and I just found it fascinating. And there's a number of people who have photographs. Like there was a mother and her daughter were driving down the road, and they pulled off somewhere. I guess they were like a drive-thru or something, and a clown in a car in front of them was waving at them out the window. And the paper described it as it was waving at her out the window. It was waving at her as if the clown isn't real. It's a person dressed up in a clown outfit. Good heavens.
Hey, Mark, you know why I'm not afraid of clowns?
I don't know why anybody would be afraid, but go ahead.
Because I have a bat and a dog with me when I'm walking around, so it's all good.
A bat and a dog, huh?
It's all good.
Why don't you carry your firearm? I know you have a firearm. I've sent you a firearm. Why don't you carry your firearm?
I do carry my firearm, but unfortunately, when I go to pick up my stepdaughter, it's a gun-free school zone.
Oh, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Like the school in town something, South Carolina, where it, you know, the left is going to be all over this. So the story is actually breaking right now. And, of course, the left wants to call it a school shooting. It's really not a school shooting. Apparently, there was a shooting outside the school, off the school campus, that spilled over to the school, and it is going to wind up being related. Again, we'll have some wacko. It'll be interesting to find out if that individual... See, it shouldn't be making national news, but it does because it's at a school. Because of what happened, it's probably going to wind up being a domestic dispute or something. I don't know. I haven't seen all the details. But my gosh, if every domestic dispute made the news, man, oh man. It's just another example of what the media chooses to cover and to demonize. And if there's a gun and it has anything to do with a school, even if it has nothing to do with the school, even if it has to do with a domestic dispute that happens at the school, and it's not a school shooting in the sense that a lunatic psychopath like Newtown mass murderer goes to the school to kill children, it doesn't make any difference. This is how the media, you know, hysterically publicizes this in a 24-hour news cycle and creates the news. That's what they do. That's how they make news. That's how they create news. Stories that shouldn't be news are news. But that's what they do. Anyway, the creepy clown thing, I just was looking at some of that, and I just kind of wondered about that. What's up with that? I don't understand that. But apparently there is a real true phobia. There's a word for it. I forget what it is. I don't want to waste any time with it. But there is a true word for, you know, this irrational fear of clowns. And I guess there's a Rob Zombie film coming out titled 31, which includes kidnapped hostages trying to survive a violent game against a gang of sadistic clowns. So, Halloween coming up. Well, I'll tell you what, if that's all this country had to worry about was goofballs and clown outfits, I think we'd be in pretty tall cotton. I have a great guest coming up the bottom of the hour, by the way, Matt. I'll tell you a little bit about him when we come back, but the captain's going to be here. Whew, he's really good. Overnight radio program heard across the country from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. I'll tell you about it when we come back. He's real pro-gun, too. He was at the GRPC back right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, a couple of things. Let me get away from the creepy clown things here. A couple things about Hillary Clinton's debates or comments at the debate. Yeah, I know. Trump left a lot of stuff on the table, the whole cyber thing and the whole email thing and all that. And that's all fine and dandy. And he did. And like you, I was screaming at TV, man, nail her, nail her, nail her. Come on, you got her. Pin her. End this thing. And he didn't. And I think I know why. I have a theory about that. I think I know why. And I think that's because he, you know, since the first debate, he's got two more debates. He wanted to see how this thing was going to flow. Now he knows. He tried to play the nice guy, come off presidential, and he succeeded. Here's why he succeeded, because he didn't not come off presidential. In other words, he didn't blow it. That's all he had to do. He saw what kind of tactics there were. You got Hillary Clinton, a couple things about Hillary Clinton, because this woman hates your gun rights and is going to take them away. Talked about it yesterday in great detail about what she meant by, you know, we got to get guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. And I went into great detail about what I thought she meant by that. You can listen to yesterday's program. Or, in fact, you can read my column at Ammo Land. It's up right now on that very topic. But it's deeper than that, because we saw the lengths with which this woman is willing to go. And I want you to translate that into the right to bear arms. She is willing to stand up there and actually have a conversation about cybersecurity. When she was investigated by the FBI, she should be in prison, knows it, but I think has mentally convinced herself that it wasn't all real, it didn't really happen. I'm not in jail, so it just is going to go away. She's delusional. That's proof that she's delusional. So she's lecturing Donald Trump and Americans about cybersecurity. When she was running a homebrew server, smashing phones with hammers and, you know, five people taking the fifth, seeking immunity, you know, Comey with the FBI, this guy's reputation is forever destroyed. Forever destroyed. He ought to just resign right now and go buy a lake house, because he's done. He's finished. He's finished. He was in hearings today and he's done. He is now viewed by at least half of the country and hopefully half of honest Democrats, if there are any of you left out there, as a political hack. Translate all of this to your right to bear arms. These are the lengths these people are willing to go. Hillary Clinton is willing to stand in front of 100 million people and lecture you about cybersecurity while she was using an illegal homebrew server, hiding things, hacked. It's just incredible, incredible the lengths that these people will go. But a couple things that she said in the debate that, again, no one else is talking about. I don't hear anybody saying this, and I'm not sure why. She flat out mentioned violent crime is down 40% since 1990s. Well, okay, Hillary, if violent crime is down 40% since the 1990s, gun ownership is at record levels, we're now at 16 straight months in 2016, of record NICS checks month after month after month, you know, your vaunted background checks, right? And violent crime is at four. Isn't there a disconnect there? What are you looking for? Why are you looking to ban anything? Now, she mentioned also banning assault rifles, didn't she? Assault rifles. Well, we know they're not really assault rifles. They're just .223 rifles with real assault rifle furniture. They look like assault rifles. It's not a fully automatic weapon. And we have given in to the left and allowed them to run roughshod over us with that term, assault rifle, and we need to take it back. Why do I mention assault rifles? Because she mentioned assault rifles. 99% of gun control debate are rifles, according to the Washington Examiner, 2% of murders. That number is not from the Washington Examiner. That number is from the FBI. Now, barring the fact that Comey is a hack who ought to just resign and go buy a lake house on Lake Comey, make himself feel good, name the road after him, Comey Lane. Okay, the guy's a hack. I don't care how you slice it. But his own FBI, it's not his FBI, the FBI, In 2015, rifles were the weapon used in less than 2% of all murders, while firearms were used in 72% of all murders. And again, this is from the Washington Times, but coming from the FBI in 2015. We've covered these numbers with you before in the Monster Cast and in the past. 72% of all murders involved firearms. Of those, 67% involved handguns. Less than 3% involved rifles. More people were beaten with blunt objects, feet, fist, and shoes, than were killed by rifles. Yeah, and that's including the terrorist attacks. Of 310 million civilian guns in the country, and I'm going to tell you now, that number's low. That number is way, way, way low. That number's way low, Ed. Because I can promise you now, I'm not telling some hack that calls me from the DNC. It should be, you know, the SNC, Socialist National Committee. Own who you are, socialists. And says, hi, my name's Rachel with so-and-so, and I'm interested in finding out how many guns you have. Oh, here you go. Here's what they sound like, too. Click. There's your click. 310 million's low. That much I can promise you. I got dozens. So do millions of others. As of 2009, about 114 million are handguns. As of 2009, come on. That 114 million handguns, probably closer to 250 million handguns, if not more. The point being, there's a ton of guns in this country. And if everything the left told you about guns were true, this country's murder rate and the violent crime rate that Hillary herself unprovoked told you the other night was at 40-year lows since the 1990s, or for dropping at 40% lower since 1991. If everything they told you about guns and gun owners were true, my God, 50,000 out of 100,000 of us would be murder victims. It's a joke. I mean, their lies are so visible to anybody that chooses to see them. Yet they go after assault rifles. Why? Because they can demonize them. They have the help in the mainstream press. So they make it easy to do that. But you got to be paying very careful attention because words mean things. Notice that the narrative is shifting from assault rifles to military-style weapons, which, by the way, includes handguns. How about that 1911? How about that Beretta 92 FS, which is your Beretta M9, carried by the military? How about the new contract that the U.S. military will sign? What about that pistol? Are those military weapons? You better believe they are in the eyes of these clowns and liars. There's your clowns, right? Creepy clowns. We'll be back with Matt Bruce, the Captain's America, man, right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? We're talking some fun stuff today. Creepy clowns. Do clowns creep you out? Carry a firearm. Clowns don't like firearms. Especially if they're criminals, dressed like clowns, to try to do you harm. Possess the means to defend yourself. Be an American. Exercise your constitutional rights. Before we go to my next guest, which is, he's just great, by the way, USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com, silver, gold, and platinum protection. I have platinum, 1.125 million. We've been talking over the last few days about the USCCA prominently featured on the Tampa Bay Times. Hysterical. The liberal left rag, formerly known as the St. Pete Times in Tampa, Florida. Just absolutely crazy. That liberal heads popping like zits on the editorial board over there and the writers, they just don't know what to do. Oh my gosh, law-abiding citizens have insurance. They're just going to want to go out and kill people. Of course, that's patently false. The assertion is insane in and of itself. The numbers obviously prove me right and them wrong. They will never retract it. They'll never come back and they'll never say they were wrong. They'll just keep going. And meanwhile, someone law-abiding citizen like you will use the protections available to you, and just like the individual did down in Florida, who was not prosecuted because the law protects him and the USCCA was there to have his back. All of the information is on this site for you, USCCAOnAir.com. It's that organization that signs my paycheck that brings you this program that has the left popping like crazy down in Tampa. So make sure to check out why. USCCAOnAir.com. All of the information is there for you. Please head over there. Go click in there a few times, will you? Okay, we need the clicks. And you need the information. It's that simple. right, let's go to Matt Bruce, the Captain's America, Third Watch. Love this guy. Was listening to him last night. You know, Matt, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thanks, Mark, for inviting me.
Two big ego radio guys on the same microphones. What do you think? How are we going to do?
Well, it's all about we the people with me. It's never an I or a me or am I. It's about we the people.
There you go, brother. You set it right up. Let's converse about this a little bit. First off, you were at the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think?
I liked it. Now, I'd never been to that before, and I didn't really know what I was going to expect, and I saw a little back page article in the Tampa Bay Times, the progressive left liberal socialist e-zine that we have down here. I saw a little back page article talking about, you know, all these gun enthusiasts are going to be here, and they didn't expect much was going to happen. And I said, well, I want to go because, of course, Salem, we were the host station for you down there, and I had a chance to go on Saturday, and I was really impressed. I met a lot of nice people, and I had people coming up to me. Heck, I had listeners I didn't know I had from Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas walked up to me, and it was nice to see them. Of course, I
They're
had
everywhere.
An attraction. You know, I had the Trump girls with me.
Yeah, the Trump girls with you, and you're at the GRPC. Everybody there is family. Let's talk a little bit about your program. Let's give listeners up to speed on your show. Captain Matt Bruce is a conservative, independent American voice for freedom emanating from the Tampa Bay area. Down there in my hometown, studios of AM 860, The Answer, and AM 930. The Answer, Sarasota as well, a veteran soldier and firefighter. The captain approaches news and events both nationally and locally as an American first, period. That's why you said that. It's beautiful. I knew right where he was going to go with it. Democrats, Republicans, and independents are all welcome to join the conversation because it's all about the we and not the me. And you can check out the captain at thecaptainsamerica.talkspot.com and email at CAPT, Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T, retire, Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T, at gmail.com. Did I miss anything?
No, you covered all the bases. By the way, I was a captain two times over, once in the Army, two tours in Vietnam, and once at the fire in the fire department. And, you know, I was there at that fateful day. It wasn't my turn, but I would have gladly gone up those steps had I been able to make it.
No, I did not know that. You were in New York that day?
No, I was. Either. I was.
Really? Mm-hmm. What took you there? Were you living up there? What was it?
Well, I was a Southern New York fire instructor for the New York State Fire Training Service, and I was assigned to the Fire Department of New York. I also trained with the departments on Long Island, and we were using their tower in Brooklyn for initial fire attack, one of the courses that I trained, and one thing led to another. Next thing I know, my pager goes off. Everybody else had to turn their pagers off, but my pager went off, and it kept going off, and it wouldn't stop going off, and then I realized that it was all hands on deck. We were all being called to the World Trade Center, every one of us.
Wow, unbelievable. That's something I didn't know. Not enough time to go there. I would love to have that conversation with you someday.
That's a story for another day.
That is a story for another day. So let's talk about, I was listening to you yesterday, and you were talking a little bit about the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Sure.
Your show, you got a really popular show. How many stations are you on right now?
38.
And growing like a weed.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
I understand you're going to be up here in my neck of the woods in Atlanta soon? Is that next on the docket?
I most certainly am. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And you air from 2 to 6, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Very wildly popular overnight program. And the callers come. I got to tell you, I was really impressed with the callers that come into your show at that hour of the night. It surprised a lot of people that the world doesn't come to a dead stop when they go to bed, does it?
No, these are the blue-collar people. These are the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the truck drivers, the mail sorters, the FedEx and UPS guys and gals. By the way, gun makers, because they make guns at night in some of these great places, jewelers, you name it. I mean, they're all doing stuff at night. And then, by the way, all your stuff doesn't get delivered in the middle of the day. It gets delivered at night to these warehouses.
And you know what's going to be really big for you up in the metropolitan Atlanta area, too, is going to be all the huge corporations up there like the UPSs and the truck terminals and the FedExes that are all listening to you.
Yeah.
At night. It's going to be a wonderful market for you, so congratulations. All right. I have so many things to talk. Do you have anywhere specifically you want to go?
No, just go ahead. I'm pretty much well-versed in whatever you want to talk about. Last night was a pretty good show, if I say so myself.
It really was a good show. Let me ask you this for fun. Do creepy clowns freak you out?
Oh, boy. I never really cared for clowns at the circus. I mean, I was one of those little kids that would grab a hold of my dad's leg or my mom's leg when I'd see a creepy-looking clown. But these characters, you know, some of them that are floating around that are dressed up like weirdos, now that freaks me out.
What do you think is going on?
I guess you could call them attention seekers. Something was wrong at childhood or at birth. They didn't get enough attention. They're trying to do something silly. I mean, that's all I can think of. What else could it be?
Captain, you know, they've no cops have ever been able to finger any of these things. They've got no evidence of any of these sightings. Isn't that bizarre to you?
Yeah.
I just wonder.
I've heard about them. I've heard about them, but I've never seen anything.
See, to me, this is just another reason to tell people to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out late at night, you know, there were some photographs of, and I have to admit, it was quite freaky looking up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Of a clown in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, standing on a street corner under a street light, holding about 6 or 7 black balloons with a really bizarre look, waving at a camera as a car went by. And you got to wonder, okay, what's he doing there? And how's he going to get away from the cops? You mean the cops can't stop this guy if they get a call? How's he going to run around in this stuff? How does he not get caught? And then I'm thinking, is it against the law to stand on a street corner with a clown outfit on and hold balloons and not do anything wrong? I don't know.
I don't think so, unless you're loitering. That's what the old charge used to be, the loitering.
Well, now you're hearing sheriffs say stuff like, if we see you in a clown outfit, you're going to get arrested. And I'm thinking, for what? Okay, but whatever. It's a bizarre story. Hey, look, if that kind of stuff freaks you out, I'll tell you what freaks me out. Gangbangers, if I have to be out at night.
Oh, boy.
I carry a firearm. Don't you carry? I mean, carry your firearm. Exercise your right to bear arms, right?
Yeah, exactly. And at night, coming and going, you know, early in the morning, late at night, there's a lot of strange activity goes on. You see somebody doing something around an area like the other night. I think I saw a drug deal go down the street as I was leaving out of here, and I got on the phone, called 911. I didn't stick around to find out, but I gave them a description of the vehicles and direction of travel, and I said I saw an envelope and a brown paper bag in the envelope. I'm sorry, brown paper bag and a white substance exchange hands on the side of the road. I'm pretty sure I saw a drug deal go down. I gave them a direction of travel and a license plate number.
Well, you saw a drug deal go down, and I know right where you're in the studios of AM 860, The Answer, right now.
That's right.
So, yeah, I know the area. Obviously, I know the area very, very well. And yeah, you did. That's exactly. But you know what? You just brought up. We're gonna have to take a break. But I'm gonna use this as a segue when we come back from the break, because you just did exactly what we tell people to do here. If and when they see something that doesn't look right, Captain, you just told America what to do.
Yep.
In that case, so when we come back from this break, I want to explain that a little bit. That's something, preparation, avoidance, and awareness, great technique. And then I want to ask you some questions about rifles versus handguns and Hillary Clinton in the debate and kind of go along those lines with you. But that's the segue right there. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. I'm talking to the captain, Matt Bruce. Matt Bruce, the Captain's America, third watch from AM 860, The Answer in Tampa. Back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. Captain Matt Bruce, the Captain's America, Third Watch, Tampa, Florida. Every morning, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., wildly popular show, heard in 38 stations around the country, growing like a weed because it's great. Matt, welcome back to the show. Captain, it's great to have you.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right, you just mentioned something very, very important, very near and dear to my heart on this program, preparation, avoidance, and awareness. What do you do when you see something go down? You just told us that you witnessed what appeared to be a drug deal not too far from where you are. Know the area well. More than likely, that's what happened, particularly at that time of night or morning, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And you know what you did? You did the right thing. You were the best witness you could be. You didn't approach anybody. You didn't try to get into the middle of it. You didn't try to discern what was going on. You took down a license plate. You called law enforcement and gave them the best description you could give them, didn't you?
Absolutely, positively.
That's it. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. It's what you're supposed to do. You know, I talk a lot about it. You'll know this story. I was at a Shell station out on Fletcher over by 75, kind of out by Lettuce Lake Park. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
A number of years ago, when I was getting gas, a domestic dispute broke out at the pumps on the other side of the pump aisle from me. I was carrying a firearm. I hitched up that gas pump, pulled out of there, pulled around the side, didn't want to get involved. It was getting nasty. Pulled where I could keep a good eye on what was happening and become the best witness I could be if something went down. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's preparation, avoidance, and awareness. That's being aware, not getting involved in a situation that might wind up getting somebody hurt, or either you or somebody else.
You're absolutely right. And you don't want to become part of the story. You want to become part of the information source, but not part of the story.
Bingo. Right on the money. Okay. The debates. What did I know? What did Captain Matt Bruce think about the debates? And let's talk specifically about, because we knew Hillary Clinton was going to move towards eventually gun control, as she calls it, gun safety. But you notice how she hesitated when she said that. And I firmly believe that gun safety, when she was thinking in her head, I'm not supposed to call it gun control. That's what I default to. What do they call it? Gun safety. She called it gun safety. What were your thoughts on what you heard her say?
I knew she was going there. I knew she was going to say what she was going to say. Donald Trump came back and basically agreed with her within a certain degree of agreement. But then she started talking about, in the next sentence, retraining the police because of the bias that's out there and all that stuff. And my comment back was, we don't need to retrain the police. We need to retrain and reestablish the American family.
That's the root cause.
That's right.
Now, we can take, let's take that to Chicago. My gosh. Trump was right on the money with his numbers. I go through the numbers on this program every single week. I run down that scorecard, and I call it a scorecard, Captain, because that's sadly what it's become. What do you think? What's the captain's take on what on the just atrocious situation in Chicago?
Well, number one, we've got the headquarters of, let's see, what's his name? Louis Farrakhan is there. We've got Jesse Jackson there. I call Jesse Jackson an embezzler. That's what I call him, an embezzler, because of the way that he takes money, brings money in. And Farrakhan, every time you turn around, he's promoting violence in America. I've never seen him talk about anything when there hasn't been violence involved. And by the way, let's be honest about this. Black Lives Matter. They're running out of there, too, as well as around the country, as well as all the money they've got and all that stuff. And this is a virus that's been inflicted upon America and upon good law-abiding citizens. And I'm talking about guys and gals that are hunters, that are fishermen, that are target shooters, that maybe need something for personal protection, a lot of business people. You know, in the middle of the night, so the other thing that I see, by the way, is business people going to the after-hours deposit, dropping in those big envelopes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Scared to death to do it in Chicago, I can tell you that much. Let's give some numbers real fast about, and let's not forget too, Captain, the not just the hunters and the fishermen and everybody else, but let's also remember the good, decent, law-abiding urban dwellers, minorities, who are just petrified and are becoming victims of this just run-amok, incredible violence that the perpetrators, who, by the way, you just mentioned them, they're responsible in large measure for this stuff. Because of their silence, along with the media, Obama, and the rest of them. Whole different show. 553 murders, January 2016 to present, 492 last year. We're not even in what Saturday is the beginning of the fourth quarter. It is going to be one ugly set of numbers coming out of Chicago.
Yeah, and it's the home of our president. He should be ashamed of himself. And by the way, who's the other person that lived there? Hillary Clinton. She should be ashamed of herself. Rahm Emanuel. He was going to go there and straighten everything out. How's that working out for you?
Well, here, I got a question for you.
Sure.
I've mentioned Rahm Emanuel here on the program a couple times. Let's get your take on this. Why do you think he's not stumping for Hillary Clinton? Could it have anything to do with the incredible violence on the streets that he and everybody else knows would make her look like a complete and total hypocrite with her push for gun control because they could never defend what's happening in Chicago and he's not the mouthpiece they want to put in front of the cameras? Does that make sense?
Well, it's a very good point, because why would you want to put him out there when anybody else on the other side could tear him apart just for exactly what's taking place in a city that he's the mayor of?
Well, you're talking about somebody, too, Captain, that was just on national television, international television, if you want to put it in those in those terms, in front of what, estimated 84 million people, okay, who stood there and talked about cybersecurity, lectured Donald Trump and America about cybersecurity, while her people are taking immunity deals for beating her devices up with hammers. This is the kid in the cookie jar who she has no problem with these lies in front of the camera, in front of the world. So, you know, I think my theory about Emmanuel, it certainly makes sense. But coming from these folks, you don't have any idea what they're capable of.
Yeah, let me tell you a little story. We had a rally down here in Melbourne, Florida, at an aircraft hangar over there by Patrick Air Force Base. And they had 15,000 people inside and just barely outside the hangar to see Donald Trump. Hillary had some sort of rally. I guess it was in North Carolina. They did not show the size of the crowd because they had 500 people jammed up close together to make the crowd look like as if it was all right there.
Now, you know, gun control is playing a large part of this, too. This is part of the enthusiasm. And a lot of gun owners, they fear Donald Trump. Some of them, well, a lot, we'll just say a lot of them do. I've spoken to many of them myself, and I've fixed a lot of them, because the argument goes as this. I can tell you right now what Hillary Clinton's going to do. Hillary Clinton's going to steal the Supreme Court. Anybody over 20 years old will never know America fixed in their lifetime ever again. Once that court flips, it's that simple. We already know the justices that Donald Trump is going to work with Congress to put on the court. And having said that, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know about Donald Trump. You alluded to the answer that he gave that was seemingly in agreement with Hillary Clinton. On the surface, it was. But he has also stated in many other cases that he wants to work with the National Rifle Association to protect due process. So there's more to it than just what you saw. Now, I think you're going to see more of that in the upcoming debate.
And Barack Obama just came out and talked about possibly having an executive action, not order, but executive action to make it tougher to get guns. And the rumors that I'm hearing about what he's talking about doing right now, lengthening the waiting period to be able to get the gun and more checks being done and all that sort of stuff, it's not going to be pretty. And I certainly hope he can't do it.
Well, this is something we're going to run out of time here in about 30 seconds, but I'm glad you brought that up. We've discussed it here. Alan Gottlieb and myself have talked about it. I believe that, and Alan also believes, that Barack Obama, as you just said, is going to make a huge play for our guns after the election, regardless of the outcome, as a slap in the face to a Republican Congress who didn't give him his way, and he doesn't care that his executive action will cause a constitutional crisis. He will walk out the door laughing, having done it, and leave it to the courts and the people to decide, and he will do it after the election. I wouldn't put it past him to try to ban an entire class of weapons with an executive pen. So we're going to have to leave it at that. Captain Matt Bruce, love it. Want you back on the program. Promise on the radio right now that you'll come back.
I will. God bless America.
God bless you, Captain, for everything. That's the Captain's America. You can catch him at Captain's America, at Captain's America, at Captain's America on Twitter. Check him out on AM 860 overnight on AM 860, the Answer app in 38 states across the country, 38 affiliate stations across the country. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.